It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. Here we go. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show is live and direct from the KALC studios here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app, which you can put on your phone. It's free, and you can take us anywhere you go. But we're heard everywhere, everywhere. Just turn it on, man. It's really easy. Welcome to a Monday, September 8th. Good morning, everybody. Hello, Jamie.
You smell like a homeless man.
I do?
Yes.
No, I don't think that's me.
Yeah.
I took a fresh shower this
morning. Well, I
guess
homeless people don't smoke cigars.
Oh, no. They can't afford the cigars.
Yeah, right? No. I guess you smell like a lounge lizard.
Oh, you smell the cigar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the cigar smell is pungent.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's
cool.
Pungent is the right word.
Yeah, pungent.
Yeah, yeah, you're a lounge lizard.
Yeah, look at me. Well, it was a cigar weekend.
Yeah,
a lot of football.
Oh,
that's
right.
A lot of football this weekend.
That is right.
Did you watch the Broncos game yesterday?
I did not. No.
It was a turd.
Oh, it was?
I mean, we won, but it was a turd for the most part. It was boring.
Oh, how was Bo?
Bo Blows.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
Oh, he wasn't?
Bo
no.
Blows. Bo, we're back to Bo Blows.
Oh,
folks.
No.
Yeah, we're back to Bo.
No.
Not looking good, Jamie.
Oh, no.
Not looking good at all.
Really?
And we
it
played
was
a crappy team.
But we won.
It was ugly.
But isn't that what counts? That we won?
It does count. It does count. And you know what? You can't put all your eggs in one basket being Bo.
Yeah.
But the defense was, we won.
Okay.
We won.
All right, yeah.
We're 1-0, so who cares, right?
We need Shadour as a quarterback.
I'm telling you, we should have brought that guy here.
I'm the one that said that.
Oh. Jamie's telling you, we should have brought that guy here. How was your weekend?
It was awful.
Why?
You guys, I was so freaking sick yesterday.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, vomit.
Really?
Vomit sick. Like,
I'm kidding.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, bless your heart.
I know. I was like, at one point, I couldn't keep anything. You know how you can't keep anything down?
Yeah.
I was pulling little pieces of bread off of a French loaf to eat it.
Oh.
That's all I had all day.
Just to see, yeah.
Just to try to, because I needed something.
You're eating like a bird.
I was. It was
like
sad.
A bird.
Friday
pecking.
And Saturday were fantastic, but Sunday
bread.
Was like, yesterday was, it ruined
well,
the whole weekend.
What do you
weekend.
Think it was?
Well, it was that shot.
Oh, the shot.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But I took it Saturday.
Yeah.
But the problem is I've been off of it so while my son was here because I didn't want to feel tired or sick. And I was like, oof. I was praying to Jesus, like, please don't make me sick today. And boy, did he take me down.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Then at one point yesterday, I was like, okay, this is ridiculous.
The Ozempic shot.
Yeah. Are you going to really live your life knowing that every day after the shot, you're going to be sick?
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. I think I'd be better off being fat and going to Dairy Queen. I think that's a better plan for Beach. You
except
know?
For you can't keep maybe the Dairy Queen down.
I'd go to Dairy Queen, then go to cigars.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I live a simple life over in my hood.
You do.
I don't know why you do it.
I don't really either.
I mean, I do, but I don't. Okay? Because the sickness, man, it can't be worth it.
Well, and this is the first time I've puked since I started it 2 years ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it was violent.
Jeez.
I was like, what is going on? Did I get a bad batch? It was bad.
Maybe they overdid it. Too much.
No, you know, I've been on the same dose, 0.5, for 2 years. I've never gone up. Most people go up.
Yeah, I don't know what the dosages are. What's normal? 0.5, 0.1, 0.3,
0.5,
or 6?
The 0.5.
0.5.
It's like literally like it's like a smidge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've never drawn me a bigger dose. So I think it was just because I've been off of it and it just like, wow.
Well, you feel better today, though, right?
I feel great today.
Yeah, today.
It just
funny
takes
how it
one day.
Funny how it comes and goes like that.
Well, it's always just the
hours.
Next day. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then, oh, you mean comes and goes later.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like, oh, it'll get on Wednesday.
No. Funny how it just happens for 24 hours and then you're over it again.
But the good news
because
is,
it's still in your system.
Yeah. The good news is, though, I got to see a cool documentary.
You did?
About Xanax. Man, that stuff is addictive. Wait a minute.
You're taking the Ozempic shots, and you're puking, and you're watching Xanax dock you.
So here's how it went. I am puking over Ozempic, but I'm judging people taking Xanax.
Yeah. You live in a different world, girl.
It was. But what else are you going to do when you're just laying on the couch and like I looked at football, but they were moving around too much. Yeah. And it was making me sick.
Dizzy.
Yeah. So Xanax was just a calm man. One in eight people have been prescribed Xanax.
I believe it.
That is insane. It goes like there's some kind of like heart pill first, amoxicillin is second, Tylenol is third, and then freaking Xanax is fourth. Wow.
I think it was really pushed there for a while.
Yeah.
I don't think it's pushed as much as it used to be.
Because I have a couple of people that just walked in and said, hey, I'm nervous about things. And they're like, pop, here you go. Here's some Xanax.
A lot of drugs were pushed there for a while, but yeah, I don't know if it's as much today.
It is because my two girlfriends are both on it and they just got on it.
Yeah.
And I mean, so it's definitely being prescribed.
All right.
They haven't stopped.
Well, I know it's being prescribed. Yeah. But I'm just saying the doctors pushing it.
I think they are. Okay. I think they are. It's fourth in prescribed.
Right, well, sounds like you had an uplifting weekend.
Friday and Saturday.
Xanax.
Friday and Saturday were fantastic. Yeah. Sunday was just like, but again, judging everybody on Xanax.
Yeah. I cleaned house all day Saturday, and I still had a better day.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, Broncos win over the weekend. We mentioned that. Powerball winners. Man, oh, man.
Did you see what we won?
Shoot. Zilch.
$6.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. $6.
Yeah. $6 that we didn't have.
So depressing. So depressing. Texas, Missouri.
Did you see
what, Mizzou?
Did you see another King Supers hit $1 million?
In Parker.
That's crazy. Yep.
There's a list of seven.
Yeah, I saw
seven different people here people in town that have won.
That King Supers is getting kind of lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the third one, $1 million each.
Was it in Parker?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't in Parker.
$50,000 for the Parker one and then $1 million in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
And that was like a come and go, right?
I think so. Yeah, it was a convenience store. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think the Parker King Supers hit again on the big one.
But it still hit, so that's about $6.
Parker's been almost every time.
I know, there's been something, right?
There's a little store down in Pueblo. Have you heard about that little store that sold more tickets in Colorado than any store in the state?
Oh, it's 50,000 in King Supers. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. What?
They're well over like $4 million they've sold in lottery tickets.
Wow.
That place has been on. People go there and swamp the place just to get their tickets. Well, we didn't win.
Nope.
Powerball winners of the weekend. It was split between Texas and Missouri, so not one person got the lump sum, but at least a couple
people
did.
That cost us.
Yeah, it did.
Man, that was expensive.
I'm glad it's over.
Me too.
Me
too.
We have Bar Bingo this week.
Yes, we do, Friday.
Man, oh man, it's a busy week. It's going to be crazy down there on Friday. All right, we'll get into all this and a lot more coming up here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Halsey tickets to give away this morning, 7:40.
Oh, that's Carson's favorite.
Yeah, she's coming to the Fillmore. Remember you when you went to that show?
You met her mom?
I did.
She gave you something very special.
She gave me like a collector's card.
Yeah.
With Halsey's signature on it.
And remember how excited you were when Halsey crawled into that champagne glass?
Exactly.
On stage.
It was a great show, I'm not going to lie.
In fact, no. Back up a minute. Jamie and I are referring to the morning that you walked in here. Best show ever.
Ever.
If you remember, of all the concerts out there.
Well, I think it's because he met her mom.
Yeah.
You know? It was a
family.
Memorable night.
Yeah, it was
really
at
was.
Red Rocks, right?
They're like family to you, right?
Red Rocks is cool, though.
Yeah. Anyway. Halsey, she's coming to the Fillmore. She's back here in November, and we have a couple of tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:40. Speaking of concerts, did you see that Morgan Wallen video of where he threw that bat?
I did not.
He needs to stop throwing stuff, okay?
I didn't see
Isn't he the one who threw the chairs?
Yep.
Off the balcony of some bar or something in Nashville?
Yep.
Almost killed some people if he'd hit them, right? Or police officers or something. Well, over the weekend, he has this routine, I think, Jamie, and Carson probably knows better, where he walks out with celebrities all the time.
Yeah.
Collaboration people?
No. So they were at Gillette Stadium, which New England Patriots, and he walked out with Gronk.
Okay, gotcha.
But, you know.
Yeah, he just picks a celebrity that's associated with that market,
name.
I guess,
yeah.
big name, and he walks out with him, and they start in the backstage, and they video everything, right? And so he comes walking through, and, you know, making his entrance to the stage, and the crowd goes wild because it's a local celebrity or whatever. Well, he did it this time with a guy that's very famous for flipping his baseball bat.
Oh.
When he hits a baseball, he flips the bat. So Morgan Wallen decides to pull the same act, and he hits the guy's wife with the bat.
Is she okay?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
She hear her yell.
You heard her yell?
You hear her go, whoa! Here's the audio of Morgan Wallen. He's walking with this Jose Bautista,
yeah.
I think is his name, Bautista, right?
Yeah.
And the bat smacks his wife.
Oh. You okay?
Yeah,
okay. You okay?
Oh,
he pretends.
Look. I thought you meant he threatened the audience or something.
No.
He just accidentally, it slipped out of his hands.
So he's pretending. Well, it doesn't slip. He flips it.
Oh.
This guy's known for flipping his bat after he makes a hit.
Gotcha.
Okay. So Morgan swings the bat and then flips it. It smacks the wife.
Oh, that's a shame. That will hurt.
Well, the bottom line is, Morgan Wallen, you need to stop throwing stuff.
Right?
You don't have a good history with throwing things.
Did
okay?
it like break her face or anything? Like what happened?
I've not heard an update on.
Yeah, I don't know. You see the bat come out the camera. I'm assuming it's her camera
God.
And it hits her.
That'd been terrifying. A bat flying in your face.
Oh, crap.
Yeah,
hey, watch it, pal.
Oh, well.
This guy, I swear.
Bless his heart.
He tries so hard to entertain.
You know what's
goes
funny
wrong.
Is I realize I can't talk and read at the same time. I'm trying to read to see what happened to her.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I don't think she's seriously injured.
Oh, okay, that's
I think it just whacked her a couple of shots.
Holy
you know, God. Banged her in the head or something like that,
man.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you watch the VMAs last night?
Nope.
You didn't see any of it?
I did not.
Have you seen any of the clips?
I have not. I didn't even know it was on.
They brought on, and I've got to find it, see if I've got it
I probably here. Was sleeping.
Yeah, it was on, but it was on. Here's what I don't understand with the VMAs. If you're going to do the at this time of year, I don't think I'd put it on the very first night of Sunday Night Football. You know what I mean?
Well, do you think it's a different audience?
I don't know. I mean, I think when football comes out with the ratings, I think you're going to see about 20 million people watch the game and about 2 million watch the VMAs.
Right, but that's kind of how it goes anyway, right?
Well, I think you just give yourself a better shot because the VMAs last night were on CBS.
Gotcha.
They didn't air on, what is it, MTV or something else. They aired on CBS, so they might have had a better audience. I have no idea. But last night, they did this special performance by Ricky Martin.
I love Ricky Martin. Uptown, down, living a vida loca.
Well, I'm just wondering how many people actually remember Ricky Martin. You know?
Everybody remembers Ricky Martin.
Do you remember
Martin?
Ricky Martin?
It seemed like a lot of people loved it.
Everybody loves Ricky Martin.
And they
Martin.
Were all jamming out to it. So.
Did you think it was a good performance?
Not
it was
really.
Terrible.
Not the best, yeah.
Oh, did you watch it?
No, I've seen the clips. Oh, I've watched all the clips.
He didn't sound the best. He didn't sound like the Ricky Martin I envisioned.
He's not even singing. He's talking.
Oh.
He's
Do you
doing
have a clip
it.
Of it?
Yeah.
Can I hear it?
Yeah. Listen to this.
She's here to be sensation. New kicks in the candle on. She's got a new addiction. For every day in time. To make you take your clothes off.
Remember
when I found out he was gay.
It was a bad day.
Does it sound like a Vegas act? It does.
It does.
It sounds like something over at the Rio, man. All the Doja Cat, you had Sabrina Carpenter.
Does he still have the moves?
No, he does not.
He
looked like one of the Backstreet Boys.
No,
Carson?
He was showing some flash last night.
Let Jamie
not
see
have the
video.
Voice, but he's got the moves.
He's still got the moves.
Pull up the video and Jamie can be the judge.
I remember the first time he was on like the Grammys or whatever, and we'd never heard of him. And, I mean, this was 100 years ago. And he got up there, and I was like, dude, that guy can dance.
No,
he was amazing.
It's
and then
nothing like that.
Everybody was like totally in love with him and everything, and then they came out and gay. And they're like, oh man.
He still looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, his physique, everything, he looks really good. He takes care of himself.
Yep.
I haven't seen him dance yet. He's still on a stage.
You're used to. Okay. It's reminiscent of the Backstreet Boys or Justin Timberlake. He used to be really good. JT was good.
He does.
Oh, he looks good. Yeah, he looks really good.
Yeah.
Anyway. But the performance, not so good.
Yeah, the voice isn't there.
Well, it kind of stuck out, too, considering all the other acts.
Oh, he can still dance?
That were there.
I thought he could.
He can dance. Yeah, he looks good. What are you talking about, BJ? All right,
put up the video. Put up the video. People can be the judge of it. Take a look at it.
Yeah, he totally has the moves.
Ricky Martin live at the VMAs last night. BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash. That is coming up next. She's here, the
sensation. You kicks in the candle. Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, everybody, it is Monday, and it is September the 8th. Whew, man, what happened to August? What happened to July? Here we are. We're in September, right? We're summer. But I guess it's going to warm back up. Friday, it was crazy, because Friday, I was like, do I turn on my heat? I don't know. I don't want that smell, but I'm also cold. But I held out. I still haven't turned on my heat for the first time. So I held out. I just wore a shawl. I'm kidding. I don't have a shawl.
I woke up and it was 64 in my house.
Really?
Yeah. So I turned on the heat for at least the morning on Saturday.
I posted about that Netflix series that I watched. It's called Take Your Pills, and it's about the overprescribing, basically, of Xanax. Anyway, here's one thing that I did take from it that I thought was really important. First of all, watch it if you get a chance. Again, it's on Netflix, and it's called Take Your Pills. It's funny because they're saying, you know, we talked about it the other day about anxiety and why is it such a catchphrase and all this stuff. And I didn't even think about this, but they were talking about how our parents and grandparents and so forth, they basically watch bad news mornings, then at 5 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock. And then that's the only time that they saw negativity was in the morning news, if they caught the morning news, at 5 o'clock news, and then at 10, you know, and us kids were already in bed. And so that's when they caught their bad news or whatever. But now we're all so negative and so anxiety ridden because all we do is see negative crap all day long, every day. And so that's why our generation has anxiety as opposed to our parents.
So we're depressed?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
we're overwhelmed with all the crap, especially if you get on X. It's just like, oh my God. I feel like when I get on X, I start to feel like the world's going to end. It's just really so like, because you don't know all the stuff that's going on in the world until you go on X. And then you're like, I don't know. It's a lot. And then, you know, so you start to feel that thing. And then you pop a Xanax and then you're like, it's their problem.
Yeah. No, you pop a Xanax. You can't even find your phone.
Well, right. Exactly. That's true.
You can't be on X.
All right, Charlie Sheen. He told us a lot, didn't he? Charlie Sheen talks about on Good Morning America. I think it was on what, Friday? Was he on Friday? Or will this be on this morning? I don't know. Anyway, I think it was on Friday. Most likely it was on Friday because I have the audio. Anyway, he talks about how he was with the men. And so I'll just play it, number one.
You're being honest about it now. Why did you keep it secret for so long?
Sure. Yeah, because there was another element to it that it did come with a tremendous amount of extortion. And so at the time I was just like, all right, let's just pay to keep it quiet and just hope it just stays over there, make it go away. You know, just make it go away. And then.
So you were just paying people not to.
Because they had videoed things or whatever and had stuff over me. And then see how the world feels if people know that stuff. Because I've written a story all these years about, oh, geez, if I ever reveal that, then this has to be how I'd be dealt with, how I'd be treated, how they'd feel.
I can't believe he's blackmailed. That's so crazy. By people saying, like, I guess they found his HIV pills. Somebody did and took pictures of him with his name on it. And one guy, he was having to pay, so he wouldn't put out there that Charlie Sheen has HIV.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
Now, is that the whole docu thing out yet?
No, September 10th.
Okay, yeah. So it's coming.
So his forthcoming memoir, it's called The Book of Sheen, and a Netflix docuseries titled a.k.a. Charlie Sheen, are expected to delve deeper into these topics. He must have just been terrified. And I mean, and I wonder what, how many millions of dollars he paid out to these people.
How much money has this guy gone through?
Exactly.
Total. Right.
The drugs,
blackmail, ex-wives.
Yeah. All of that stuff.
Everything that he's had to pay. He's had to go through $100 million.
Probably. I mean, that is just, yeah. Spadil, can you, for the next report, will you get me some VMA audio, if you don't mind? Okay, so BJ was just going crazy about the Doja Cat performance, so might want to get some of that.
Well, it's more of a visual.
Oh,
yeah. It's a lot of
dancing. Not really. The performance itself vocally is okay. She's good. But the dance is unbelievable.
And then Carson was telling me, because I didn't get a chance to see it, Mariah Carey was singing live, and so she couldn't really dance.
Oh, she was terrified. She couldn't even move. Like, she was like, I just got to focus on one thing, and that's singing, and that's it. And I'll walk a little bit, and then I'll just stand at the mic, and then I'll walk. But I'll just stand.
Primarily. Was she wearing like stiletto heels or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was a long dress. Yeah. You couldn't tell.
Yeah.
But right. I think she was.
But she was terrified. She wasn't doing any dancing.
She was afraid she's going to fall.
Was she singing okay? Because remember, last time we saw her sing live was at the lighting of the Christmas tree, and it was horrible.
She was better than Ricky Martin.
Was she?
Yeah, she sounded good.
Yeah?
She did.
Okay, well, that's good.
She was better than Ricky.
And then there was a tribute to Ozzy, so if you can get a couple of those clips, Mariah and Ozzy, all that. That would be great. All right, anyway, let's see here. Pamela Anderson, I guess she is just lashing out at people. Not in a mean way. She doesn't seem mean at all. But I guess she's like, I can't believe people think that that this is a stunt that I'm dating Liam Neeson. Here's what she had to say about that, number three.
I do not and will never feed into PR stunts. That would be a death sentence. I am authentically driven. I am superstitious when it comes to love, and I'm not comfortable sharing any shred of my romantic life. For as you can see, it is only built up and torn down in days, weeks, months, in a media culture that is quick to judge and ruin it. When love, whatever shape it takes, however long it lasts, is innocent, it takes time, and love belongs to lovers. I know I will fall in love again and again on screen. That is my job. If we do it well, you will feel it. A kind of projection. It is the greatest compliment. So please think positive, and I appreciate your good wishes.
I feel like she got a little bit of British.
Sure
I don't
does.
Know, like, what's happened. It says Mariah wore boot shorts, not a long dress.
Oh. She had a couple.
She probably changed like four times.
Yeah,
it's Mariah
dress.
Freaking Carey, right?
Do what she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boot short and text her.
Yeah. Back off, Jack.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, coming up here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's Halsey. She'll be at the Fillmore in November. We have your tickets. We will give those away. Coming up at 7:40. 7:40 to win.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan. 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Halsey,
BJ and Jim.
Knicks, pumps, throws, got a man, it's Sutton, it's a touchdown. They're in the red zone now, and a give to J.K. Dobbins.
Broncos.
And he breaks a tackle and has a Denver touchdown.
Man,
so
what a game.
Won.
What a game. We win. We beat the Tennessee Titans, and the Tennessee Titans are probably the best team in football.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you said they were horrible.
They were awful. They were god-awful, Jamie.
I thought you said before on Friday, like, Tennessee isn't going to go to the playoffs or anything.
I'm saying it again. Yeah. They're god-awful. Okay. They're terrible, Jamie.
Terrible.
They looked terrible yesterday, and we barely beat them. We didn't look good yesterday. Spadil, you're a football fan. Didn't look good, bub.
Outside of that touchdown to Cortland Sutton, he did not look good at all.
Bo Nix looked terrible.
Yeah.
Looked terrible. We've got problems.
We need Shador.
Yeah.
No, I'm a believer. He's going to be fine.
He's
going
to pull out.
Sound too confident.
He sucked.
My God.
He sucked. All right, Broncos win yesterday. A couple of takes yesterday from just football. We're not a sports station. Just throwing a couple of things out there. You know, Russell Wilson used to be here. He played terrible, so it looks like he's his career is probably about done.
Are we still paying him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
so. Last year, yeah.
We got one more year, right?
What a great deal, man.
Seriously.
You can play like mediocre or just suck, and you can still make millions and millions of dollars.
I think they're giving him like $30 million this year.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you know that Sierra loves it.
Yeah.
You know that, right? Yeah. Well, he stunk it up yesterday. It looks like he's done. And Aaron Rodgers was on fire yesterday, so good for him. But that's it. That's our football recap.
Now we're going into baseball talk.
And then the Colorado Buffs won over the weekend, too.
Oh, yeah.
And CSU. One?
CSU, that's won. What I was going to ask. How about Mines?
Barely.
Mines
I don't know what the Mines did. I have no idea.
How did Travis Hunter do?
I don't know. A couple of things real quick here. Powerball, there were winners over the weekend. All right. In Texas, I found out this morning, the person that won and will split the jackpot in Texas picked their own numbers.
Oh, they did?
It was not a quick pick. Sometimes we wonder about that, right?
Yeah. So they picked their own.
Yeah, they picked their own numbers, and yes, there was a sequence in there, 61, 62.
Oh, there was.
Those sequences, man, you got to pay attention.
What was the Powerball number?
I think it was 17.
Oh.
I think so, yeah,
I went
17.
With 8. Yeah. I don't know why.
All right, the Powerball's over. Thank God.
17. Yeah.
Yeah, it costs us so much money. If we would have put that in a high-quality mutual fund, we'd all be millionaires.
Now, honestly, when we heard on Saturday night that there was a winner, didn't you feel relieved in a way?
Well, yeah.
Because of all the money we're spending, I felt relief. It's like, oh, thank God it's over.
By the way, Texas had a good run. They not only did they get a jackpot winner, they had a $2 million winner, and they had a couple of $1 million winners, all in Texas.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, they're on fire, right? Them. All right, there's something circulating out there. It's called Baseball Karen, okay? It's a lady that approached a man and his son about getting a baseball back that had hit in her area of the stadium, but it bounced around, and the guy grabbed it, gave it to his son, and it was his son's birthday. And this lady, she went unhinged. She went over and said, I want my baseball back, and demanded that she get the ball back. And it's been going viral. It's been everywhere.
I have a different view of it, to be honest with you.
Okay, go ahead.
So my thought is he did take it out of her hand. When I watched the video again, first of all, he jumped like to two sections to go over to get the ball, right? And she was reached down, and she even says to him, you took it out of my hand. And if you look, she is behind there, and it does look like he took it out of her hand. Now, I think when she went over and approached him and was screaming at him that she wanted her ball back, I don't think she realized that he had given it to his son yet. I think that she just wanted the ball back, and she wasn't thinking if he gave it to a little kid or not. But obviously, I saw it differently than everybody else did because, first of all, the Phillies gave him a gigantic package of goodies, right? He also got a brand new RV from, what's that guy's name that owns Campers World? Marcus. Marcus gave him a new RV.
He got an RV?
And two tickets to the World Series.
No kidding.
Wow, I didn't know the RV. Oh, yeah, they made out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I think that dad did take it out of Karen's hand.
Yeah. Now here's my take. I don't think he did. I don't think he did. In baseball, when a foul ball or a home run goes into the stands, it's free-for-all. It's like a scrum. Whomever gets it, whoever comes out of the pile with the ball, gets the ball. That's the cardinal rule with baseball.
Have you seen that one? I don't think that's true, because did you see that old one where that old man has the ball and that guy behind him yanks it out of his hand?
That's different. Once you have it in your possession,
I think she had it in her possession.
Well, I didn't. The way I saw it, I didn't think she had it in her possession. I think she was going for it, but I don't think she ever had the ball. And he grabbed the ball. But I'm just saying, the cardinal rule in baseball is that whomever gets the ball, it's your ball. If you get the ball and get possession of it, right? That's the way it usually works. But this kid and the dad made out like a bandit.
Yeah, they did.
Man, getting all that, all the, you know, merch they got.
And now, of course, Spirit Halloween has already made a Karen outfit.
I love it. It's so good. It's got the wig and everything.
I know. It's so funny.
This lady has been poisoned.
Poor thing.
She's the new CEO and his mistress on Kiss Camp.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what she is. Yeah. She got caught at the ballpark.
I feel bad for her because
doing something rude.
You know, just from the angle I saw it, I was like, I don't know, you guys. I'd rewatch that because I feel like she did have the ball and he took it out of her hand.
All right. Let's put it to Texanado. All right. 303-22-ELLIS. 303-222-5423. You've seen the videos. It's been circulating everywhere. Who was in the right? or who was in the wrong. I think the lady was wrong with what she did, but I think it turned out great for the dad and the son.
At because, the end of the day, yeah, who cares?
I mean, yeah, who cares? Yeah. You're right. They made out like a bandit. But
a
was,
new camper?
Was
that
she
a
wrong?
New RV? Because your dad has a baseball, and he did the right thing, by the way, because she was braiding him, and so she gave him the ball, and he got you a brand new RV.
All right, Texanado, was Karen wrong? Was baseball Karen wrong? Here's the moment that she goes to get the ball. They're arguing over the baseball. Then the dad later on speaks up about what the confrontation was actually like.
I had my whole hand around it. Like, it was right on the ball and right back up because there was other people headed this way. Like, you could see the commotion. I just grabbed it and immediately turned around and put it in his glove. And I gave him a hug because I was so happy. Something touched my arm. And then she just screamed in my ear. That's my ball. Like, so loud. I'm like, I was like, wow, what's, you know, why are you here?
A lot of people wanted to know, what was your, like, in that moment, your reaction?
The touch wasn't a big deal because I thought it was the people behind us or the people in front of us that we have been talking to the whole game, friends of ours. It took a second to, you know, process of like, why is this lady here? I thought she would just eventually go away, but she was very persistent. And I'm standing there with my kids and there was kind of a fork in the road. Like, I'm going to go one direction and they'll probably regret, or go this direction and do something in front of my kids that, you know, like a teacher.
I love it's a free-for-all when those balls go into the stands.
I think it's so funny how then everybody then started turning against the dad on social media. Like, why didn't you stick up for your kid? You lost your man card. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know what? I felt the same way. It was like, why didn't you give her the ball back? I wouldn't have given it to her.
Oh, my God.
Of course, you wouldn't have an RV right now if you had given it back to her,
again,
right?
Again, it all turned out
it
just
did
great.
Work out pretty good. All right, Texanado, what do you think? Was baseball Karen wrong in the way she approached this thing, or did she have possession of the ball? It should be hers. It's your choice. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
I will say I agree with this, Jamie. I feel sorry for people who have the name Karen.
I know.
It's awful.
Isn't that awful?
It's awful what it's become.
It's so sad.
If you're a Karen, yeah, you got to change your name, I think.
I mean, right? even the Chad never took off like Karen did.
Oh, poor Karen. And Karen is so bad.
It is
so negative.
Bad.
So awful.
And now it has a Halloween costume.
Oh, and then everybody on Texanado, they're hating on this woman. She's in the wrong. She's wrong. You don't take a ball from a kid.
I can't believe that it didn't go viral, that guy that took the old man's ball. Yeah. He literally had it in his hand, and you watched him rip it out of his hand, and nobody made a big stink of it. It's weird what takes off and what doesn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it was so blatant, and everybody's like, what about that poor guy?
I didn't see that guy.
Oh, it was sad.
But he's a schmuck if you take it out of anybody's
hands.
Seriously. Once a person has possession of the ball, it's their ball.
He told the guy, the older gentleman, he was like kind of sad, and he was like, you should work out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know. Oh, my God.
Back when I played baseball, I've seen so many scrums over baseball. It's a stinking baseball.
I know, right?
People will go all out for one, man.
They lose their minds.
It's crazy.
And right now, it's really going viral, so they're really, like, zooming in on these incidents,
yeah.
It seems like.
It's the new Kiss Cam, yeah, man. All right, this Friday, Bar Bingo. I just want to make sure everybody knows that if you're registered, you went into Alice1059.com, you got signed up, you hit that little submit button, you and your friends, you signed up, you are expected to be there Friday.
Yeah, and I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. We haven't done it on a Friday in so long. That means that we can have cocktails and flowing because it's not a school night.
Yep.
It's going to get crazy. Woo!
Tom's Watch Bar downtown, right across from Coors Field. Great place. It's a great place. I've never been there as far as, you know, when it's open. I've walked through there and seen it before. But this place is fabulous. It's downtown. The setting is perfect. We have tons of prizes to give away.
I do feel sorry for one little thing.
What?
So there's somebody that had already booked upstairs, way upstairs, for their welcome wedding party.
Yeah.
They have no idea what's coming.
Yeah, it's going to be.
We're crossing over times. And these people are all flying in for some wedding dinner. Yeah. Welcome to Colorado welcome dinner. And it's, you know, it's not where we are exactly. It's off to the side in their private room. But they don't know what this is.
Well, a lot of times those things are boring, so maybe they want to play bingo.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we slide into a few cards. We liven the place up for
them. That's what I was thinking of. So here's this really nice dinner, yeah, right, with steak and everything, and you can hear BJ in the background. B42.
Yeah. And before you know it, all these fancy people in their fancy dress are out on the floor playing bingo with us. I think it's going to be a good time, man. We have Benson Boone tickets to give away. He's playing a show Utah, in Salt Lake City. Fly away to see him. Tons of prizes. King Super. They've given us $100 gift cards. That's a pretty good gift to give away. We have a lot of stuff in store. If you're signed up, we'll see you Friday. This Friday at Tom's Watch Bar downtown. BJ and Jamie's Bar Bingo is back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty. Don't forget, Halsey tickets coming up at 7:40 this morning. She's coming back to town. November, she'll be at the Fillmore. We've got a couple of tickets to give away. And again, Bar Bingo being Friday night, be sure and be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Did you see the story of you mentioned a wedding that's taking place at Bar Bingo, a reception?
Oh, yeah. That's going on? In their private room, yeah.
Yeah. There was a theft over the weekend. I guess a wedding party out in California. They were holding this big reception thing, and they had that, you know, the gift box up front where you could drop the money in, the envelopes
somebody
and all
took
that.
Off with it.
They stole $60,000.
That's a good wedding.
Wow.
Holy moly. $60,000. Here's the story.
As George and Nadine Farahat danced the night away with their 300 wedding guests, the newly married couple had no idea a wedding crasher seen here in this surveillance camera was making off with a box containing all of their wedding gift money, which they say totals nearly $100,000.
It all happened so quickly in the moment.
I was terrified. This is such an intimate moment. This is the happiest day of your life. And to hear someone in all black came up and just grabbed it and ran, just something hard to swallow.
The video shows the man here trying to blend in by passing by family members, strolling casually to the bathroom, even bellying up to the bar for a drink.
He was grabbing a drink at the bar, he was mingling with guests, he was greeting people, he was opening the door. All of this, looking back at it now, it's just so scary.
This sounds like an inside job.
That's what I was getting ready to say. This is so shady because he was all dressed up.
Yeah.
He didn't look like a criminal. He even had nice shoes on.
Somebody tipped this dude off and said, I'm going to a wedding, and there's going to be 300 people there, and they're going to have a box up front, and that thing's going to be loaded with cash. Yeah, I'll split it with you. Wow. I'll get their attention. You slide in the side and steal the box.
That seems weird, doesn't it?
$100,000? I thought it was only $60,000.
No, I mean the fact that he's all dressed up like to go to a wedding. That's weird.
It's just the whole thing's got a funny smell to it.
I mean, there was
it.
No hoodie, you know, no. You know, because we always see hoodies in crime. Right. There was no hoodie. He has a button down. I think he even used starch. It looks stiff. It does look stiff. Yeah.
Yeah. You expect to see that little, you know, that little thing they put over their eyes, that little thing they wear, and then a bag over their shoulders. Like a crook. Look like a crook.
Exactly.
This guy doesn't look like a crook.
Or are you talking about the burglar from McDonald's?
Yeah. Yeah. He's got that little mask, that only little beady eyes.
What are you talking
about?
And
you got that bag over his shoulders. And you're creeping through the wedding this.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we got it. Yep.
You throw the box in the bag.
Yep, we got it.
Now watch, Jamie.
We got it. Yeah.
Pretend my glasses are the.
Oh, my God. He just goes on and on about a story.
I love it. $100,000. Holy moly. And it's gone.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I just want to give y'all some insight into how it goes here at the Radio Ranch. So I'm singing, right? Because I'm a lunatic. And I need some good news, right? I'm singing. And all of a sudden I hear BJ go, I remember to get some dog food.
Yeah, I got
to
get dog food. I'm completely out of dog food. I've been out for 2 days. Yeah, dogs are starving.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Just random.
I've been feeding them the good stuff, though. They had steak yesterday.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. And they're going to be sad when they get that dry dog food.
Yeah.
What the hell happened, man?
Yeah, they do get tears in their eyes.
Yeah, right.
When I come in with that big bag of kibblets or kibbles and subs. Yeah. Something like that.
Like, oh, no. wow, what just happened? Hey, did you happen to grab it yet, Schmidl? I know I didn't give you any time.
Yeah,
oh, you
did?
Okay, so this is the moment where I love Deborah Takahara. A lot of you know her from the news. She was on the news here in Colorado forever, right? She was a news anchor. And now she's the public information officer for Douglas County Sheriff's Department. And she's just balls. I love this woman. But it's time to humiliate Deborah Takahara.
Why?
Well, she what got... so she was in cadet camp, and so to talk about the stories and to be a part of it and all that, she decided that she also would get tased by the department.
Yeah.
Which is, I would never agree to do that.
I wouldn't either. I think, though, when you get into that line of work, I think they kind of expect it of you.
Well, she's a public information officer.
I still wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't either.
I don't care what line of work I'm in.
All right, so so here is the sound that Deborah Takahara made.
I'd be worse. I'd cry like a baby, man.
I would too, right?
I would. I'd go crawling on the floor trying to get these things out of your system.
But she just reached a note I didn't know was possible from her. If you could play it just one more time. Yeah. It's that last one, right? Right before she falls on the ground.
I see videos of people getting tased, you know, these police videos that circulate, and they drop like a sack of rocks, man. It is unbelievable how paralyzed they become.
Yeah, it is
crazy. I'd never do that.
Mm-mm, me either. We had a lot of people saying that they went to Netflix and they watched The Unknown Number. I'm not going to give away any details again, but it is really good. It's on Netflix. It's called Unknown Number. I think it was even trending like top three or something. Mm-hmm. So if you get a chance, go and see that. In the meantime, though, let's talk about the VMAs. The VMAs were on last night, and I have some of the audio in case you missed it. First of all, Doja Cat, BJ called it iconic.
It's pretty good. It's really good, in fact. One of the better performances I've seen in a long time.
It's on par with, like, Michael Jackson.
It really
dancing.
Is.
It's really good.
It's good.
All right, here she is, number six. You wanna do what now?
That audio does not do it justice. You gotta see the video.
Yeah, you do.
It's all about the dance moves.
The dance is incredible.
Youngblood, did you guys see him on the red carpet, Youngblood? I swear I could see his pubic area. Those were some low.
Yeah, they were low jeans.
Those were
low jeans.
Yeah, low jeans. You have to be very, very confident with your abdomen to wear
those. And he had that look on his face, too, like, you want more?
Yeah, he
you
did.
Want more?
Yeah, he was like,
hey, look at this.
Like,
you want more?
His name is Youngblood, and he did a tribute to Ozzy with Steven Tyler. Here is a little bit of that, number seven. Problem is that, speaking of iconic, Ozzy's sound is just so, nobody could replicate
it's
it.
It's one of a kind.
Yeah, and it's that one's too hard to do, in my opinion. But Mariah Carey also sang live, and Carson said she couldn't move. Which
yeah, she was concentrated on singing.
Okay, so here she is, number five. Was she really singing live?
Yeah.
Wow. It's pretty good for Mariah.
Yeah, I thought she did a good job.
I think she's going in the lower keys now instead of trying to go, yeah. You know, all those weird notes she used to hit. Yeah, so good for her. Ariana Grande also had a performance. Here it is, number four. How do you even hit that note?
Somebody has to grab you in a certain area.
The Deborah Takahara.
Oh, yeah. Since the last Tasia.
Yeah, she was good. Who was the performer that was performing in that downpour? Sabrina Carpenter. On the stage.
Sabrina Carpenter.
How do they do that? How do they have all that rain up there on stage with all that equipment and nothing goes out?
Yeah. I always wondered that when Justin Bieber did the same kind of thing. He did the performance with that fake rain or whatever. I mean, it's real rain. It's real water. I thought the same thing. They're going to get electrocuted.
When you watch this thing, she is soaked.
Drenched.
Everybody on that stage is soaked, but everybody else is dry. Yes. Everybody else is dry. And not one electrical shock anywhere.
I know.
Amazing.
It's amazing. All right, and I'm not going to play it again, but Charlie Sheen comes out about his, I guess he goes both ways. Does he still go both ways?
I don't think so, because in the interview they said that he wanted to try the other side of the menu. So, and then he kind of was over it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it was drug fueled.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Did you ever think that you'd have something in common with Charlie Sheen?
Okay. What are you talking about?
I was just asking a question. Oh, are we still in the air? Yeah. Sorry. Spadilla. Have you ever thought of that?
No, I didn't actually.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was kind of blown away when I heard the interview.
Yeah. I guess you're surprised I asked too, aren't you?
I expected it.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know me, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then finally, that little kid that had the ball taken away at the Phillies game, y'all will be happy to know that it all turned out great at the end. Not only did he meet the player who hit the home run, but the player gave him an autographed bat after the game. And then also Marcus from, I forgot that show he had on, but he's this billionaire. He owns Camper World. And he also gave the family a brand new RV and tickets to the World Series. So that's what you get when you get your ball stolen.
Yep. Made out like a bandit,
didn't he? Yeah, he sure did. All right, sure there you go. Tabloid track.
All right, it's the BJ and Jimmy Morning Show. Right after this, Halsey tickets we'll give away too. Do it next.
BJ and Jimmy.
Yes. We're all back to work this morning because we didn't win the Powerball. Man, if we'd won that sucker, you wouldn't hear us this morning,
that
folks.
Is true.
We wouldn't be here.
No.
We'd all be here.
Together on the beach in Mexico.
Man, just all it took for is one of us, just one of us to win, and this show would not be on the air this morning.
I'd just be laying out between you and Powerball Pete on the shores of Mexico.
Some of the details are coming out. First of all, out of Texas, the Missouri stuff hasn't come out yet, but
one state, I don't remember which one. Perhaps you know, they don't have to disclose who they are.
It's Texas.
Is it Texas?
Yep.
Do you think they will?
No.
Yeah, I would.
No. Why would you?
Yeah.
No, there's no reason.
And then the other state, you have to, which is bizarre.
Biggs Convenience Store down in Fredericksburg, Texas. They know for a fact it was sold there. They have no idea who got it. They do know this person picked their own numbers. So these numbers meant something to them, and they were a big winner. They'll get $410 million lump sum before taxes.
You know, I'm looking at the numbers, and there's not one I would have picked.
Me either. Me either. But they do look like birthdays.
Yeah.
And ages, right?
Ages, yeah.
Ages, too.
Yeah, 61, 62.
Yeah, part of that, too.
44.
So there you go. Well,
so I'd say that the top three are ages 44, 61, and 62. They knew some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
Seems that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's some of the Colorado winners. There were seven winners over the weekend here in Colorado with the various amounts of money being won. First of all, a come and go in Colorado Springs, $1 million.
Nice.
$50,000 at a King Supers in Parker. Dinosaur, Colorado, $100,000.
I don't even know where Dinosaur is.
I know where Dinosaur Ridge is, but I don't know where Dinosaur is.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a town named Dinosaur.
Hey, Spadil, can you look up Dinosaur real quick?
Where the hell is
Dinosaur? Right
we know where we know where we can go take a hike over there, but we don't know about where
it's
we go.
It's almost to Utah. It's like right on the border.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. That'd be kind of cool, though, to have that as your address.
Yeah, right?
Dinosaur, Colorado.
I would dig that.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
let's see. A come and go. There's been about three or four come and goes on here. In Brighton, $100,000. Banana Belt. Liquors in Woodland Park, $50,000.
Nice.
Sherman Gas and Food, Fort Morgan, $100,000. Then another $100,000 in Aurora at the A1 Gas and Food.
Yeah.
None of us.
Nothing.
On the list.
None of us.
All right, what's this audio of the
Just made me laugh. I just saw it. So the funny thing is, we were talking, my girlfriends and I were just talking about how in your head, when it comes to, I'm in the middle of this wedding crap, right? Like, oh my God, like, am I in it? By the way, Cartzilla in Vegas sold out.
I know. Kidding. I'm so bummed about that.
I'm so mad.
Really? We're sold out?
Sold out.
Who would have thought? I thought Vegas was in a slump.
Me too. Not with Cartzilla. In case you don't know what Cartzilla is, it's a gigantic shopping cart that you... I mean, I know this sounds nuts, but I posted a picture of it on Facebook. It's a gigantic shopping cart that holds like, I don't know, 9 people, and it drives around Vegas for a tour. To see all the lights. It.
Sounds like they need to get another one.
They do, right?
Yeah, if you're booking it that much.
So I'm in the middle of this wedding thing. It's Taya's engagement party. I mean, not engagement party. We already did that. Her bachelorette party, and we're having it in Vegas. So I'm trying to put all this stuff together. And they said it's freaking sold out 2 months in advance.
Oh,
Cartzilla? I mean, I was just going to book it as a funny thing. Like, these people are planning Cartzilla? This is ridiculous. Anyway, so we were just talking about how with wedding planning and all that stuff, like in our heads as we grow up as little girls, Cinderella, you know, right? And all the things, like, you just plan for it to be so beautiful and so perfect, but all the time something doesn't quite go right. For example, when BJ got engaged.
Yeah. Mine went perfectly. What are you talking about? It was planned out perfectly. I didn't miss a beat with that. When cookies were done, everything was perfect.
Lisa didn't dream of it like that.
No,
she did not.
No, but she was okay with it.
She was in bed. He got hungry, went downstairs to get a cookie. The ring was in his backpack, and he's like, oh, what the hell? I'll just do it now.
Yeah, it just hit me. It hit me, and man, it was so romantic. How many people listening to this show can say you got engaged eating a cookie?
Right.
You just can't. You can't say it.
Because you were getting like worried that it was going to get stolen. You'd forget your backpack or whatever. So yeah, it was keeping you up at night. So you're like, I got to just do it.
I was too worrisome.
Yeah.
It was driving me nuts. Okay. Yeah. And I love cookies. Cookies and milk at bedtime. Oh, can't beat it. Oh, bye.
So the same thing there. I have audio of this woman. They're at the river, and her boyfriend is behind her, and he shocks the crap out of her with an engagement ring. Here it is.
Holy f-, you f- serious right now? Are you f- serious right now, William Ward? Oh my god. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh my god. Oh my god. That's f- dope.
Yeah. I don't. You have to put it on.
Oh my god. Oh my god. And it fits. Yay!
Congratulations.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
She said the F word like 7 times. That's not how you like think it's gonna go. Think it's just gonna be beautiful. Carson kind of had the perfect one.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, because they planned it, or she didn't plan it, but it was like this. They had flowers. They did a Travis Kelce kind of Taylor Swiftie kind of thing.
It was, yeah,
probably in his Jeep.
Rocks. It was awesome.
What?
Probably in his Jeep.
Oh, his Jeep. Yeah, oh, he doesn't have that anymore.
Yeah. After a good detail.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
I'm going to a wedding this Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a kid that has a best friend that's getting married on Friday. I'm not much when it comes to going to weddings, but I feel obligated to go to this one. What is it, like wedding season month? What the hell's going on around here?
Right?
I mean, everybody's getting married all of a sudden.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they're doing it for the fall, y'all.
I guess.
You know, the changing of the ass. Although, I just looked. That actually, this area of Colorado won't change until October 5th.
Yeah.
Won't start down here.
Yeah.
In September, like late September, all the mountains will. Mm-hmm. But remember, Carson said his whole yard had already changed.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I can show you pictures. They're
dead.
My trees are red.
They're red.
They're dead. No, the it's not just my trees. It's all the neighborhood.
The debate goes on. The debate goes on. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. How about them Broncos?
Knicks, pumps, throws, got a man. It's Sutton. It's a touchdown. They're in the red zone now.
We didn't have many touchdowns, though.
Yeah.
It was kind of a slow start to the season. We won, but
it's
it was a slow start.
How you and Schmidl feel very differently about Bo Nix.
Well, I think the way I feel kind of showed itself yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Because if you remember, before the game, before this weekend, Schmidl's all pumped. He's Super Bowl bound. I said, you might want to just slow down there, buddy. I don't know if Bo is ready for the Super Bowl or not. And he played yesterday like he's not ready for it, Jamie.
Oh, he
just
did.
Saying.
Oh.
So far, I'm looking pretty good on the prediction.
You know what I did kind of find interesting is Kansas City Chiefs lost.
Yep.
Yeah, they did.
Good. Good. What a great weekend it was. Chiefs lose. Travis Kelce missed his flight back here. He's still in Brazil in some Amazon jungle.
He got punched in the face.
Good for him.
He didn't get punched in the face. His helmet got slapped. Come on.
It was a pretty good knock.
Still.
Wait, punched in the face is different than his helmet got slapped.
I encourage all players to punch him in every game. Every game.
Right?
Every
didn't he have his helmet on?
Yeah, he had his helmet on. But in the NFL, that's a punch.
Do you know what punch in the face means?
Of course I do, yeah.
Okay, well, what you thought he got punched in the face.
Well, in NFL terms, that's a punch in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
Slapped in the helmet.
They fight with their helmets on.
Oh, my God. He got slapped in the helmet.
Chiefs lose. Broncos win. Bo Nix had a subpar day, but the defense was good. Right, Spadil?
They were very good, yeah. And I won $100, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
$100.
I just saw this this little study, speaking of late night games and stuff. Did you know Colorado, the state of Colorado, gets some of the most sleep in America?
Really?
I find that
not at my house.
My house either. I would say all of us are like, nope.
How's it gauged?
I don't know. It's some kind of study here. It says we have the earliest bedtimes and we get some of the most sleep in the state of Colorado. I guess we go to bed on average at 11:19 p.m., which is the earliest that people go to bed, and then we get almost 7 hours of sleep a night.
Not even close.
Right? Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
So the average is later than 11, what?
18 p.m.?
19?
That's when we all go to bed.
That seems weird to me.
See, but if
that
you have
sounds way off.
No, if you have a normal job, you go to bed after 11. I think you go to bed around 11. If you
I
have
don't
a,
know.
If you have
I've never had a normal job.
I know. But I mean, because I get texts from all my girls. They're all up. And I think to myself, you know, I have to go to bed, right? But because that's the downtime. Their kids are sleeping, and that's when they get all their crap done. Yeah,
but for the state of Colorado, you would think that BJ's 5:30 would just kill it all. You know what I mean?
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, heard on the Odyssey app, live all over the country. And that is Sabrina Carpenter. She was on the VMAs last night.
It's also my theme song.
Yeah, that's a good song. Good tune. Man, she was good last night.
Yeah.
She was very
man,
good.
Man, child.
Yeah. Hey, I want to go back to this bedtime thing.
Oh, okay.
And do a real-time little survey on our Textnado.
Okay.
This is a BJ and Jamie bedtime survey. Now, to me, as Jamie just stated,
I call it an exclusive.
Well, an exclusive. Yeah. We'll call it an exclusive if you want to. I don't have a problem with that.
All right. So it says here that Colorado has one of the earliest bedtimes in North America. On average, all of us go to bed at 11:19 p.m. and get 6.8 hours of sleep per night on average.
My first thought is 11:19. Now, of course, you're talking to somebody that gets up at 3:30 in the morning. So I go to bed 6, 7, 8, whatever I feel like, right? 11:19 seems late to me. So for the BJ and Jamie audience, you have a day job, a normal job, okay?
9 to 5.
What time do you go to bed? Just a quick little survey here.
You know what's interesting?
It's late.
I think I told you this, but in California, they don't even do the news until 11.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I was just telling you. So if you think about that, they know that the news is dedicated to people at 11 p.m.
Yeah, they're still up.
Yeah. East Coast does the same thing. I was in Florida for years, and it was an 11 o'clock newscast, but I never sat up for it.
So I don't think it's that late if you think about it. You know, they're targeting.
Well, that's, again, the opinion. That's, you don't think it's that late because of your lifestyle on the weekends and friends that you have, which I'm not saying one's right or wrong. To me, it feels late. Because my wife, who has a regular job, she normally goes to bed around 10, 10:30. And I'm just curious with, you know, you that listen to our show. And if you've got a regular job, 9 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever your job is, daytime job, what time do you go to bed? Because I don't know if 11:20 is correct or not. I have no idea.
I don't know. That's what the study said.
All right. According to this, just taking a look at it. A lot of people go to bed anywhere between 9 and 10:30, it appears.
Crazy.
9 and 10:30. I never get 8 hours sleep.
What time do you go to bed?
I typically go to bed at like 9, 9:30.
Yeah, pretty early.
Well, I mean, if I'm not going to an abs game, if I'm in an abs game or a concert, of course it's going to be late. Yeah,
I think you have to, don't you? To get up this early. Mm. Well, I do anyway. I got to get some sleep.
I never go to bed earlier than 10.
What about you, Spadil? What time do you go to bed?
I try to go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock every
8:30,
night.
9 o'clock. Yeah. We're in early birds.
Right. Yeah, you got to wake up at 4.
Because, yeah, because of our lifestyle. But most people are the peers somewhere around 10:30.
I always try to get 5 hours of sleep. That's my goal.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yep. 5 hours.
Yep. Five
I
or more.
I should probably be dead by now. I've been doing this since I was 19. My God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live across America on the Odyssey app. It's a free app. Most of our show, anyway, will be on the app later on today with the podcast. If you want to get that or share it in case you missed something on the program, don't forget the big old bar bingo if you're signed up for it. We expect you downtown on Friday.
You know, I was thinking that I would start a new feature on the show.
What's that?
It's called Inspirational Messages from Coach Prime.
Oh!
Because, you know, every day he puts something up on Facebook.
Yeah, and I was so proud of him over the weekend winning that football game. They needed that one badly, and he won it. And I didn't see any bathroom breaks into the Depends tent either.
They still have that up?
They do. It's there for every game. I think it's sponsored now with Depends, and I think they've paid big money to be on the side. Lines, so it's pretty obvious that it's there. Yeah,
I know, but now they're the CU Butts.
I know, Jamie. I know, but they won. They won over the weekend, so that's good.
All right, so I'll start today. Yeah. You ready? Here's what he had to say. Why do you argue with small-minded people? These folks have limits, and they're always complaining and constantly playing the victim. Keep on thinking the way you do, and keep on doing the things you do. Coach Brian.
I love it.
Solid.
So, right?
Solid.
So good.
Solid. You know, coming from a man that wears Depends, that is solid.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I bet he's opening solid.
I will say, though, I watched part of the game on Saturday, and Coach Prime, he's moving pretty slow these days.
Is he?
I mean, he was prime time Deion Sanders, you know? Yeah. This guy did that dance in the end zone, and he could run like lightning. But now he looks a little slow. I guess it catches up with everybody. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Especially when you have cancer.
Yeah,
apparently. Didn't he have cancer? And then
something with his bladder, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, all right. Well, that concludes this feature.
Yep. All right. Well, that was a great feature, Jamie. I'm going to go back to Bar Bingo real quick to let people know that if you signed up online, alice1059.com, you are locked in because, you know, maybe you missed it. Maybe it went to your trash and you didn't get the kickback or whatever. You are in. If you went to our website and you submitted for you and your friends, show up on Friday. We start at 7 p.m. So I'd get down to Tom's Watch Bar around 6.
I know it's only Monday, but did you get the bags?
Not yet. We're working on it, though, right. From what I understand. I mean,
it's only Monday, so we have plenty of time.
No, we don't either.
Only Monday.
We don't have that much time. I've given up.
What?
I've given up on the box.
No.
Yeah, I have.
No!
Nobody else seems to care. Well, I mean, you're against it.
Yeah,
I Carson's kind of for it, but not really.
Yeah.
Spadell, he could care less.
I know.
And then, you know, management seems they don't really give a rat.
I know,
you know
but
what?
Dion just Nobody said keep doing care. What you're doing.
Yeah. Nobody seems to
push
care.
Through.
Jenny.
Push through.
I push.
Push through
I
the pain.
Push. And I become a pain in the butt to people. And
yeah,
I'm just.
That's true.
I'm just figure that I might as well let it go.
Okay.
What was, was.
I feel like
it will never be again.
I feel like this is a little pouty moment with BJ.
Well, you know what? I'm just giving him the truth. The truth is that it's hard to get the support.
If you really want the bags, just buy the bags.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, we met
so
you.
I'm not
going to
buy the
you.
Bags. I'm not shelling out $3,000. But that's something that could be done elsewhere, and it just didn't happen. So I've given up on the bags. We'll have to go to those paper bags. The ones that we wrote
those
our names on.
Those are limited edition. Those are
we still have. We have about 10 of those for Friday.
Those are
but
nice.
That's all we have right now.
Yeah, so. That goes to the grand prize winner.
We do have a grand prize, though. You're going to Salt Lake City to see Benson Boone in concert. That's going to be a great show.
That's his own downstage.
Yeah. He's got the little outfit he's wearing now that looks pretty snappy on him. Have you seen it? The latest one he wears?
I have not.
It looks like, you know what? It looks like Evel Knievel. Well, remember that jumpsuit? That
but he's always worn that. He wore it at our,
But this is a different one. It's got a different colors to it.
Oh.
Yeah. But this one looks more Evel Knievel to me.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you'll get to see him in a snappy little outfit.
Very nice.
In Salt Lake City, his home.
So we'll see you on Friday.
Yep. Bar Bingo kicks off at 7 o'clock. We'll be at Tom's Watch Bar downtown. It is sponsored by Romantics, by the way. All right. So if you've signed up, we'll see you there.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
J. Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, this is a bummer. It's a little study. It says that when straight men watch the pornography, that they tend to rate their wives and their girlfriends less sexy.
Really?
Less desirable and less attractive as well. So turn off the porn for your husbands.
Yeah.
Man, that's sad, isn't it? A new study found that when straight men watch the pornography, they tend to rate their real life partners as less attractive and less desirable. Son of a
competition's tough out there. It is. You keep that in mind, okay?
Yeah. When I have watched it, I don't find my husband or my fiance or my boyfriend, you know, all of them, I don't find them less.
Just saying, competition's
because,
tough.
Because at one time, by the way, I did have the husband and the boyfriend, and I didn't find either one of them less attractive. So
didn't
affect
anything.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are seeing that where you're like, ugh, my wife. I thought you'd just do that on a normal basis. It didn't take pornography to do that, right? All right. Another thing I wanted to tell you. Fun facts with Jamie, apparently, is this moment. Did you guys see the new highest roller coaster? Highest, not tallest, but highest in North America is now in Glenwood Springs.
No.
Because it's on top of that mountain, and it's called Gold Rush. Now, it's not like tallest, because I think that's at Elitch's, but just highest because it's on top of
the elevation. Well, that's not fair.
I know, isn't that the dumbest?
That's not even fair. What? That's dumb.
Hey!
Well, I mean, you find the highest mountain, you put a little roller coaster up there, and you call it the highest?
Well, it is the highest, 7,550 feet above sea level.
When it comes to roller coasters, it's about how big the coaster is, how big the drop is.
It's about how, in this particular study, survey, whatever, record, it is about being 7,550 feet above sea level. By the way, I feel like that park, Glenwood Springs, that amusement park is so amazing. I can't tell you people enough to go there because it is amazing.
It's the best.
It really is.
I was just so disappointed that last time we went up there, they didn't have the arm that goes out into the
swing,
canyon. Yeah. And that's all I wanted to ride.
When we went there, nobody was in line for that because I think everybody's so scared of it. Because if you haven't been there, you guys, it's this swing that swings over the mountain and you're literally looking at the freeway and everything down there. And it's itty bitty bitty bitty. Well, it's 7,550 feet down there is what it is.
And now knowing that sometimes it's shut down because it doesn't work right, I don't think I'd ride it.
Oh my God. There was nobody in line. We must have gone on it 10 times.
No kidding.
We just walk, we get off and he'd go, this is so dumb. We go, can we just go again? He goes, no, you have to get back into the thing and go around.
Yeah.
What? We're already strapped in. Just hit the button again.
Let's go.
It's like, it's the rules. You got to go get in case somebody comes up while you're... I was like, just hit the go button. Nope. So we had to unstrap. We had to walk around, go through the barriers again. Hi, we're here again. Oh my God, so many rules in life. Anyway, let's see here. Last night were the VMAs, and a lot of people are talking about them. Mariah Carey performed. Doja Cat performed. There was an Ozzy tribute. Ariana Grande. A lot of people were saying it was probably one of the better ones because they had so many celebrities, great singers. Mariah actually pulled it off. I'm kind of shocked with this one. Here it is, number 5. Because I remember her last time from the tree lighting ceremony, and she just woof.
Sounds like she got her voice back.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's trying those really high notes anymore, so this one fit her pretty good.
She looked good last night.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked really good.
Charlie Sheen is doing a Netflix special, and he talks about being blackmailed. This is so crazy. How many people blackmailed him? And I'll just let him explain. Number one.
You're being honest about it now. Why did you keep it secret for so long?
Sure. Because there was another element to it that it did come with a tremendous amount of extortion.
And so at the time, I was just like, all right, let's just pay to keep it quiet and just hope it just stays over there, make it go away, you know, just make it go away. And then.
So you were just paying people not to.
Because they would have, had videoed things or whatever and had stuff over me. And then see how the world feels if people know that stuff. Because I've written a story all these years about, oh, geez, if I ever reveal that, then this has to be how I'd be dealt with, how I'd be treated, how they'd feel.
I wonder what Charlie's purpose is in doing all this. I mean, is it that he's trying to clear everything up and he feels bad about it? Or is it maybe an agenda to get back into showbiz a little bit more than what he is today or what?
It might be both, actually. I know he's trying to make amends with a lot of people. John Cryer, he said, please call me. He made amends with the guy who created 2.5 Men. So I don't know. Here's what I do know. I've watched the reality show with Denise Richards, and he goes to dinner with them, and he has had some plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But the weirdest part is Sammy, his youngest daughter, she's not the one that went on OnlyFans. His oldest daughter went on OnlyFans. But Sammy is not talking to him, and she's super duper duper religious. I think she's, I don't know, I want to say she's like 19 or something like
21.
That. 21. Okay. And she has found Jesus, and she's not talking to him anymore, and he doesn't know why. Number two.
Your daughter, Sammy, she's spoken about a rift between you two.
Yes.
How's your relationship these days?
You know, it's I feel like as long as everybody's still in the game, there's always a shot for better tomorrow, you know? Yep. I don't really know what I did. That's the problem. I don't know what I'm supposed to yet apologize for, but I have absolute faith that it's not a forever thing, and her and I will work it out. You know, we have a history of that. That's too valuable to let a moment destroy all of that. Yeah.
In his defense, Sammy's really, really a moody girl. And she's always mad at her other sister. She's always mad at everybody. So.
Hey, you would think with religion, too, it'd all be about forgiveness.
Exactly.
You know?
Amen, so brother.
Kind of doesn't make sense.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
And then finally, I know what I want to do. Finally, I have isolated it. And if you don't know, Deborah Takahara, she's one of our favorite people here in Colorado. And she's the public information officer for Douglas County Sheriff. Whoa.
Yep.
And she got tasered. And here's what it sounded like.
Poor thing.
Poor thing.
I'll bet she's still hurting.
It's like she's Ariana Grande. Yeah. Try it again. Yeah.
Hit that high note.
Yeah. So congratulations to her. There you go, Tablet Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Sometimes, you know, you can just read a headline and you don't even have to read the story. You just read the headline and move on.
We do that a lot here.
Well, I've got another one for you. And again, you don't have to read the story. You only need this. Here's the headline. People who use cell phones on the toilet have a higher risk of hemorrhoids.
Oh, I saw that study. Yeah.
Don't need an explanation. Just don't take your phone to the bathroom with you.
My God. Everybody does, though.
Yeah.
Every single person does, right? It's nasty.
Yeah, I don't, but most people do. Yeah. You're right about that. Yeah. All right, let's go back to the Karen. Karen at the baseball park. All right. It turns out that the boy and his dad, they're the heroes here, okay? They're the ones getting all the gifts. She got a baseball, but they get all the gifts. I had no idea he got an RV.
He got an RV for Marcus. Unless it was a spoof account. I don't know.
I didn't hear the RV. Did he get one for them?
Yeah, he did get one. He also got a baseball bat signed by the guy that hit the home run that the ball was taken
away. That's the little boy.
Right.
Did the little boy get an RV?
Well, the family together.
The dad did. Yeah.
Well, the little boy can't drive. So Marcus gave him an RV and 2 tickets to the World Series.
That's pretty sweet.
Two tickets to the World Series?
Yeah.
Man, I'd give up that. Plus, he got a baseball. He got a baseball and a bat both, right? All right, here's the dad speaking about what happened with Karen.
I had my whole hand around it. Like, it was right on the ball and right back up because there was other people headed this way. Like, you could see the commotion. I just grabbed it and immediately turned around and put it in his glove and I gave him a hug because I was so happy. Something touched my arm, and then she just screamed in my ear, "That's my ball," like so loud. I'm like, I was like, wow, what's, you know, why are you here?
A lot of people wanted to know, what was your, like, in that moment, your reaction?
The touch wasn't a big deal because I thought it was the people behind us or the people in front of us that we have been talking to the whole game, friends of ours. It took a second to process of like, why is this lady here? I thought she would just eventually go away.
Man, these people have been all over the internet.
Oh, my God.
This story has been absolutely crazy. This lady is being posted everywhere. Plus, now there's a Halloween costume of her.
Yeah, Spirit Halloween came out with her. It's pretty epic, though. It's a Philly shirt, right? And it's a wig that is dead on her hair.
Glasses?
Yeah.
I think you get a baseball in your hand, don't you?
I don't know. Oh, my God. So funny.
What a story, though. This thing took off. It was at a Phillies game. Phillies at the Marlins, I think it was, right?
Well, every since the Kiss Cam, you know, we talked about this earlier, but every since the Coldplay Kiss Cam, now everybody has eagle eyes on anything, all the networks, because they want that viral moment. Yeah. So now when the ball goes out into the field or anything like that happens, they're like, oh, I'm
looking
for
some. Baseball stuff seems to be trending, too, because you've seen many different pictures of balls being stolen from other people or a kid that was standing there to get a ball and the adult walked off with it, didn't give it to the kid or
but
whatever.
Here's the one that went viral that didn't get much attention. It was kind of sad. So here's this. First of all, let me go back to this kid. This kid, you know, his dad went way out of his way to get the ball. I feel like he took it out of Karen's hand. But anyway, and then he got a big gift basket, which is great. Then he got to go back into the dugout or wherever, back behind the scenes. He got a signed bat by the actual player. Like, that's enough. Now he gets an RV and he gets World Series tickets. But the guy that caught a ball, it was just right there. He saw a little bitty girl right beside him, and he handed it to her.
That's the way you do it.
But nothing. Nobody gave him anything.
Yeah, that guy doesn't get rewarded.
He gets a couple of shares on the internet, but he doesn't get an RV.
No, he doesn't get an RV.
He's not going to be parked over there at Yellowstone anytime soon.
So sad.
Or Jelly Rock or whatever it's called.
He really deserves it out of everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Life's not fair, Jamie.
No, it's
just
really
not fair
not.
Sometimes. Karen's getting hers, though. Man, she'd be a Barbie.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We have more of those tickets for Halsey to give away. We'll do it again tomorrow morning at 7:40. Halsey, you're going to be at the Fillmore come November. She is back in town. All right, a couple of things here. First of all, a good thing. And then the other has been kind of guessing. Let me start with the good thing. The good thing is if you're going to Hawaii this week, it looks like that hurricane's going to miss Hawaii. You're going to get some of the wind and rain, but you're not going to get the brunt of this hurricane.
Which is a good thing.
Kiko. It's now a Category 2.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of really gone changed. Down. Yeah. And so you're going to be in good shape. You can get in there and get out of there. Now, the second thing that I'm a little confused about, because I don't know where we stand here, is Nile Crocodile. Where is Nile?
Right.
See, the reason I put these together, he was in Hawaii last week with his mommy.
Yeah.
They were together in Hawaii doing a little vacation, I guess. And we kept hearing from him on Textnado at, you know, here at 303-22. You get it. On Textnado, he would write us, and every morning we would come in, and there's a message from Nile. He's giving us an update. Now, Nile is a friend of a person here at the radio station who's trying to set Nile up with Jamie.
Yeah.
Okay? She's never met him, never talked to him.
Right.
All a mystery.
It's just, it's, yeah.
But he's been really eager to meet Jamie and to go out with Jamie.
I think Friday I put the line in the sand.
Well, that's where I'm at with this right now. Uh-huh. I don't know. What did we say? Now, Fidel, maybe you can help on this too, okay? What did we say on Friday that would spark that we walk in here this morning and we hear nothing from Nile? Is there anything that comes to mind?
All of it?
Yeah, everything. It's easy. It's the BJ torpedo. It struck
what did
again.
I say?
Yeah, we did.
We
did.
Shunk the Nile what ship.
What thing did I say?
Because we did call you the BJ torpedo on Friday.
No. But give me, what did I say?
Well you kept ripping on him because he was vacationing with his mom.
Mommy.
Like, that's a red
his
flag.
His mommy.
His mommy.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Which he wrote us back and said BJ's correct.
You agreed that you on Friday that you were the torpedo.
I don't think I was.
That voice.
I don't think I was. Go back and listen to Friday. I don't think I said anything that would keep him from texting us.
Yeah,
again.
Because you said, now, Niles, this texting the show thing. I mean, come on.
Spadil.
Yeah, you were calling him out over that.
Yeah,
like, I did?
How he had done it like overnight even. He did it like 10 hours before the show aired.
You even said it sounded kind of desperate.
Yeah.
Right. So there would be your torpedo moment.
So Niall took that personal.
Yeah, I think so.
You personally sunk his battleship.
battleship. All right. Well, we haven't heard from
him. Because I even said, why are you doing this? This is my real life. I'm not your clown. Remember that line?
Here's what I think.
Hello, do you remember that line?
What was it again? Give me the line again. I want to make sure that I remember
this. Why do you do this? I'm not your clown.
You said that?
I said it's my real life.
And I said, because it's fun.
Yeah.
I like to have a good time, right? All right. Here's where I think that maybe he got offended too.
Okay.
Is when we said, no, don't come to Bar Bingo.
Right. But we all agreed that would be very awkward. And
No. That's what I mean. I think that when he heard that from the show, that might be the part that got him.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Because that was a flat out no. Do not show up.
Well, yeah, because I haven't met him and I have to do a job.
Yeah.
And so, I think he works at, McDonald's or something. So it'd be like me showing up at McDonald's.
Right.
Hey, it's nice to meet you.
Because I feel like the saying, that he's in Hawaii with mommy and all that is all tongue in cheek. And he's, he kept texting. So he was fine, I think, with most of that. But I think when we just put the slammed the hammer down and said, no, you can't do the Bar Bingo. It's not appropriate.
Was you slamming him for texting us?
You think so?
Yeah, because Bar Bingo, I mean, he probably gets all that. Right. Like, he's not going to have the interaction with Jamie that they're going to want to have on, a first date or a first meeting, right?
Right. So. And then I said, yeah, it is kind of a lot that he's texting the show. And and then you go, he might have shot his shot. And I said, or his self in the foot.
Yeah.
I think
it's somewhere between that banter.
All right. Well, Niall, if you're listening, Niall, which I'm sure you might be, then maybe you can tell us. What was it that put the kibosh on this? Is there one specific thing, or it's just everything in general? It might be everything all up together.
I think we're a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you ruined my life.
Yeah. I think from that second text that he did, I think he really wanted to go to Bar Bingo.
Well,
I think he really did.
I mean, he kept saying Danielle will take him if he really wants to go.
Yeah, if he really wanted to go, he can
go. It's her client. Yeah. She can take him if she wants.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. That's a separate issue. I'm just saying, as far as, with us inviting.
I mean, I think anybody would have to agree that there's 1,000 people there and
I agree.
I'm going, hi.
Yeah. Well, here's the bottom line. We came in this morning and no message from Niall Crocodile. We don't even know if he got back from Hawaii.
No, I was disappointed.
He still might be there with mommy.
I was looking forward to it.
Okay, here's what's funny. I didn't even bother to scroll to see if wrote.
I scrolled.
But you guys all scrolled.
Absolutely. First thing I did when I got here.
I didn't even bother to look.
What's going on now? Maybe we got nothing.
Well, it was a good run. Yeah. Gave us a couple shows.
Yeah. I miss you now. I'm going to be honest about it. You know what? You were so much fun.
You were so much fun.
Your texts were so funny.
Witty.
And it kind of made my morning at 6 a.m. So if you could get back to it, I'd appreciate it.
No.
Just tell us what bothered you, okay? But then maybe tomorrow morning when I show up here that we start checking the computers.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that. Oh, by the way, I've got.
What?
Yeah, I find this funny.
Okay.
I walked in this morning and I fired up the computers. And Spadil got that for me because on your computer, you had such a glitch this morning going on. I said, Spadil, give me the old dial-up.
Yeah.
I can use the old dial-up over here. That's the systems we work on here.
I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. That's great. I love that sound. All right, so Niall.
I thought you were playing Niall the Crocodile song. Oh.
Dial, listen, if you're listening to the show, maybe you're still in Hawaii, text us. Give us something to run with tomorrow morning, please.
Somebody said the thought of him dating Jamie made throw himself in the volcano.
Oh,
wow. That is mean and hurtful.
Anything's possible. Anything.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. People who start these death hoaxes online, they're morons. Who makes a person wake up one day and decide to put out a death hoax? They did this with Danny, what's his name? Danny Trejo, I think, over the weekend, right?
Danny Trejo, yeah.
Trejo, right? Uh-huh. They put this out over the weekend, and everybody started buying it. I bought into it. I shared it. That's why I'm angry.
Oh, don't you hate that when you do that?
I do. I killed off somebody else the week before.
Yeah. It's really common for him specifically to have that happen to him. It's happened like 3 or 4 times.
Why? Because he looks like he's on death's bed?
He does look really old. Yeah, that man, might be it.
I remember. That's right. He did, didn't he?
Yeah, it's happened to him
a lot. He's a great actor.
Yeah, he was really good, like Breaking Bad and other stuff. Yeah,
he's a great actor. I have fallen for this 2 weeks in a row. And every time, the next time, I'll tell you, if you follow me on Twitter, which by the way is at BJ Harris Radio, but if you follow me on Twitter, I will never share another death notice again. I'm done.
You know who I feel bad for?
Who?
Governor Polis.
Why?
Well, because Oprah is in Telluride.
Yeah.
By the way, my son is in Telluride.
Cool.
I got it all mixed up when I said he already was in the sand dunes. He's headed to the sand dunes now. Anyway, he went to, what's it called? Ouray. I always say it wrong. Ouray. He went to Ouray, and then they went to Telluride. And I said to my kid, oh my God, Oprah's in Telluride right now hiking a trail. You should go find her.
Yeah, you might bump into her.
He said hard pass.
Oh.
But anyway,
I think I'd hard pass that too.
So Oprah made a post and she said, I haven't been on this trail since whatever year. I tried it when I was 241 pounds. I only made it a few whatever. And she always wanted to get to the waterfall. Well, she finally, over the weekend, she made it to the waterfall.
Okay.
And she's so proud of herself, which she should be. That is amazing because it's a very hard hike. And she made it to the waterfall. And then Governor Polis put up there, welcome to Colorado. Well, she has a house in Colorado already, so
maybe she sold it or something.
Maybe.
Maybe he just forgot.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but
I remember when she did it when she was 235. She went up to an elevation of 14 feet.
Wait, what?
She only went up 14 feet when she was heavier. She didn't make it all the way to the waterfall. She only got walked up 14 feet. Yeah, you had to really think about that. Got a new one for you. And the reason I mention this is so I can play this song. There's a new chicken joint coming to town.
Nice.
Now, you lived in California. It's coming from California. Never left the state before. It's called Starbird. Yeah, Starbird.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
Nope. Never heard of it.
I've never heard of this either. Nobody seemed to have heard of this.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the chicken thing has kind of been, you know.
Played out.
There's a lot of chicken joints here.
That is the right word.
Yeah.
Played out.
Played out.
You can never have enough chicken,
although,
folks.
I followed this girl, and she's like a Denver diner or whatever. She goes to some of the coolest places in Denver, in actual Denver, like right here in Denver. And I never even knew they existed. She goes to like bakeries and all these places. I'm like, where have I been?
We see that all the time when the restaurant things come out.
Yeah.
Like the best restaurants in town. The top 50, can't name one. My favorite, like Taco Bell's never on there.
Oh, by the way, I have great news.
Maybe that's it right there.
What? My Del Taco opened.
Oh, nice! Look at you.
Yes. Woo! Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you, you guys. Yeah, I had three tacos and the fries.
Oh.
But you know how, remember how I eat them, which is weird? I had put three packets of sauce in each taco and only eat them down to the meat and then throw away the meat.
It is bizarre.
That is awesome.
It's
it
like
is
a taco salad without the meat.
It works for you. Works for you. This chicken joint is called Starbird. It's going to open up next Monday. They are going to give away free chicken this Friday.
Oh, wow.
So anybody that comes through, you get some chicken.
Nice.
On the house. And it's going to be over in Colorado Boulevard.
What are they known for?
They are known for, you should ask,
chicken,
Jamie.
But
let me see here. Oh, Starbird is known for its never frozen, no antibiotics ever in the chicken sandwiches, salads, wings, or tenders.
Do you think they're going to try to go after Chick-fil-A? Is that their plan?
Because
people got mad at Chick-fil-A for adding antibiotics.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going after Chick-fil-A, but they're probably just getting inside the chicken market, man.
Maybe.
Thinking Colorado's a chicken town.
Is that right?
They've never been outside of California, but they chose Colorado Boulevard for some reason.
Well, all right. Well,
we love
it a
chicken.
Try.
La, 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 la. Ringing the bell, crispy and juicy, now you're having a stand. Sunny and 82 today. Maybe a little warmer, maybe 85, 86, who knows. The rest of the week, going to be very, very nice, too. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, we are done for a Monday. Don't forget more Halsey tickets to give away. I think Slacker has some later on today with the Slacker Show. We have them again, 7:40 tomorrow morning. Let's see here.
Anything else?
No. I think that's it. Hopefully tomorrow I come in here at 5 o'clock or so in the morning. And I hear from Nile Nile Crocodile. I'm looking forward to that. I'm setting my clock for that.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
so I actually am, too, though. So
I'm ready to
Stop,
go.
Stop, you yeah, guys. Go.
Come on, Nile.
He can do it. Come on, Nile. You can do it. We've not totally blown you off.
We're not a game.
You know?
We're not. We were forever, man. And you ruined it. You ruined it. We were forever. We had joy. We had fun.
Nile, no.
We had seasons in the sun.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.